Blog Talk Radio.
Up the volume.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hi there, everybody. Welcome to tonight's show. This is Wednesday edition. Yep, it is, and we're glad to be here. We've had no issues today. Thank the Lord. I did not realize how strong the addiction is. What does that mean?
Tiny, tiny, itty-bitty audio.
Until we didn't have it.
But yeah, nothing like before.
Yeah, and even the phones were kind of iffy. So we are here now. Yay, yay.
Here and now. Come on.
Okay. Those of you that are joining us for the first time, you may like to know, and I would expect that you would, we're using only ordinary playing cards. We're not using tarot. This is not oracle card reading or any of the other systems that are out there. And I know there are many, but this is strictly the one my grandmother taught me all those many years ago. So bear that in mind. Also, I'm going to use the 24-card layout, which is what I use in my private sessions with others. And I want you to know that because I'll need a minute or so to get your cards laid out and really, you know, get sections from them. So I find it most beneficial to use the full layout rather than just, you know, rifle off a few cards. It's just the way I prefer. Others work very well, just a few little cards. Me, I want to see the entire landscape of what your life is like. And from there, we jump into your reading. So I just wanted to let y'all know that.
That's the name of that tune.
And I will turn you over now to the man of the hour.
Just the hour, though.
Jimbo Bagans.
All right. Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We want to remind everybody out there in whichever land you are listening or watching us, if you're international, you must let us know so we can give you international shout-outs live on the air. Like we're going to do to Terry, Sue, and Louise, both from the UK. Yay, international.
Yay.
And as others show up, great callers or Facebookers, let us know and we'll work in little shout outs real quick and with little pauses and readings and stuff. We will do that. We got that going for you. All right. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in. I'll say it again. 515-602-9676. If you call in, you'll get a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. So basically go be on hold and you'll hear the show. You don't hear a show, so it went wrong. Hang up and call back. Usually that fixes the problem. It's just the world we live in electronically and internet and all that. Hocus pocus. So that's the deal there. Facebookers, you know, routine, unless you're new. That we'll get to you when we can. We shall do so. Can't promise when, where, specifics, time, whatnot, but you will be notified. You'll be the first to know, and then we're going to take the first person. We all, the messenger one's going to get picked first. Because that's the best for you, the best for us, the best for people listening. But obviously, somebody's got to do some typing, and we'll work with that. But it slows the show way down, and then we lose track of questions and reading information and blah, blah, blah. So, and regardless of how you're getting your reading, when you hear that, that reading is now over when you hear the harps done, Dunsky. But before you move on, well, you don't have to move on. Before we move on to the next person, we're going to give you a single angel card. And tonight's flavor is the healing angel cards. Nice little message, short and sweet typically, but it'll be a good one. They're healing oriented, so, you know, not all healing is physical, as everybody here knows. That's the name of that tune. And I think I have not left anything out to discuss, correct? Do you have anything you want to add before we start the show? Any topics of interest? Tidbits? I don't know. Just ask in case something, let's have something in the news jumps out and you want to throw it out there with people. And if you didn't get out, then we'll move on. It's not a big deal. Or you can jump in.
All right. I'm going to put this out there.
Okay.
And we'll see what
the international shout out to Laura in Canada.
Laura! I think that it is unbelievable to me that Kevin Costner's estranged wife can't live on $149,000 a month. Now, you tell me how that is.
I'd like to know.
She wants way more, and I think the judge is going to just blow her out of the water.
Oh, so that's what her legal team is asking for. No, it's been settled.
Yeah, the judge settled, I think, but she still wants to.
Well, of course. They're going to always aim high. You know.
What do you buy or spend $149K in a month?
And then his legal team will go much lower than that, and then the judge will pick somewhere in the middle. It's one of those, like when you buy and sell a car, people always play the game.
These people are so strange. I think that wealth, it's like it destroys them as human beings.
Or you get used to it, you know? I mean, think about it. When I don't know about you, but when I was young and didn't have a lot of money, I remember being happy with eating ramen noodles. Sometimes I'd mix in some cream and mushroom soup. It actually was pretty damn good.
Lacarte told me years ago that the secret to happiness is simplicity. They did. They told me that. And no, there isn't a card that is called simplicity. But as you guys are going to get working with them, and yes, we're doing this, you're going to find that you just know that you know that you know what the cards are saying. And if you think about it, those people, they have nothing simple about their lives. And does it make me jealous? Actually, it makes me disgusted. Because look at where they live, surrounded by destitute homeless people, veterans who are in the street. You know what I thought was really cool? And then we'll get to the readings. Sean Penn, now he's not really been a big movie star for some time now, but you know what he lived in for years and years? He made still one of those, what do they call them, those Silver Stream?
RV.
Yeah.
Trailer ones, trailer RV.
And so he had it parked like above the Pacific Ocean, kind of right out there.
I bet it was probably one of the most beautiful inside Silver Streams ever known to mankind, and probably the biggest one, too. But Phil, I know what you get. It's not much. Roger that.
There's a guy here that I know who I give readings to. He actually takes RVs and other, like, buses and things, and a lot of rappers hire him for their, to make their on-the-road vehicle.
Sure, yeah. Rachel, international shout-out. Australia.
That's my little soapbox moment.
John Madden, who's pretty much retired and very old, he did a lot of football announcing and stuff like that. Never touched a plane, afraid to fly.
That's right, so he rode in
one. So he had a freaking one of those buses that were like, holy crap, coaches. You know, decked out. Yeah.
You think, though, that he could have gotten doped up or something.
He said, why bother? You know what? His gig is 1 week. He has to announce a football game once a week. Plenty of time to travel on a coach, and you're not doing the driving.
Rachel, we were just discussing how they don't have a clue that the true secret to happiness is simplicity. That's no idea.
All right. On that note,
believe it.
We shall take our first caller who have been patiently waiting.
Gotcha.
We're going to go to area code 814, which is in Pennsylvania. 814, welcome to the show.
Hello there. Glad
we're
to have
get
you with us.
Yes.
Hello.
We are speaking to... Hi. Who are we talking
Hi,
to?
This is Amy.
Hi, Amy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Talked to her a few days ago, right?
I don't think it's been a few days.
I think it has been a few days.
Has it been a few days?
Was it like Friday or Thursday or something, or this weekend that we talked to you?
No, it's been a couple weeks.
Oh, it's a different Amy then.
Yeah, you're thinking of a different
one. There is a different Amy, though, because I remember that. All right, go ahead.
Tell us. What's happening, Amy? What's on your mind?
I wanted to see if you were getting anything about who will be my boss.
All right. Who are the contenders? Or don't you know?
I know that there's somebody in the office that I directly work with.
Okay. Now, didn't you tell us something? I hope I'm not confusing you with somebody else. Didn't you tell us that you didn't like working with her?
No.
Okay.
Get a lot of very common.
Yeah.
I would say workplace questions lately have been just as common as love questions.
They have.
Yes, because that's something that you do part of your life if you're working full time or even part time. Every single day you're interacting with these folks. And
they're
making a buck and you want bigger bucks because we're human beings and we always want
for
bigger
sure
bucks because we're not dopes. So why not?
I wonder, though, if we would feel differently if we were paid our worth.
But, see, that's very interpretative.
Yeah.
You know, my idea of my worth and your idea of your worth and my worth and what I think you're worth. And, you know, basically the market dictates a lot of it and then they make adjustments in it. Based on the person, how their budgets, and how desperate they are to keep people or get people. So my job is advertising for everybody.
And I'll tell you what.
Everybody.
People, you would be shocked, I tell you, absolutely shocked to know how well paid this man is.
That's relatively speaking, not compared to Kevin Costner.
No, that would be true.
I have to work some overtime to make what she's asking for in a month.
Okay. Now, I wanted to ask you here, Amy, it appears that they're having trouble picking somebody. Mm. Are you aware of that?
No.
Okay. Well, they are. Mm. They're having a lot of trouble, but what I'm perceiving right now is that it looks like a guy, and he's very good at what he does.
Okay,
and I think you will enjoy the vibe.
So it's not somebody that is working there now, you don't think?
Well, that's the thing. I feel like they're having a struggle.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
No, and a lot of places do.
Is it a very big place you work at, Amy? A lot of people?
Not my department, but yeah, as a whole.
Okay, in the company.
As a whole
okay,
organization,
well,
yeah.
So they can be hiring outside the department. That's very common. So it would be somebody that's within, you know, typically they're going to, for a management position, they typically don't go outside the company, typically. But
yeah,
it can happen.
And
unless it's a small place.
Something I'm picking up a lot in people's readings about their workplace is that many workplaces are getting very hesitant to hire women to be in leadership positions. Because it depends on their, of course, their experience.
Yeah, well, that's always a must.
But they also are looking at their home situation. You know, does she have children? And these are all illegal, of course.
But they don't have to say that. But a lot of management positions, the people are,
yeah.
A lot of them are far enough along where their kids aren't toddlers in daycare anymore. They're either grown or they're teen. You know, they don't. So otherwise, when they're going for management-type positions, that's not a play anymore. And a lot of companies are still trying to be diverse with racial and sex. They want to have a certain amount of non-white Anglo-Saxons. They want to have women in charge and stuff. Their portfolio will look better. And then if somebody ever tries to sue them down the road, they say, oh, discrimination. Look at all the black managers we have. Look at all the women managers we have. So
well, it's striking.
Big companies try to do that.
That they have a very small pool that they are working with. So
they're not beggars, they're choosers. So must mean they're not in a big rush, they can be choosers. Right?
They can.
International shout out to Suzanne in the UK, specifically the land of the Scots.
Yeah, there's a lot going on even with like the airlines. They can't hire people. Where's everybody going?
Yeah, it's that your company's bigger. Is that going to be a team, is that going to be a few people that make the decision on the hiring, or is one single person, like a director?
No, it's a team.
A team. I'll see, now times then they got to have their own little debate, too. Oh, three people. That's smart that they at least have an odd number. They weren't dumbasses.
Yeah,
and had
no,
even
they were
so
smart.
They could buy. Yeah.
But I think ultimately, from what I see right now, I feel they're going to go in the direction of this man. And that could change. I could tell you this right now on a Wednesday night, and by Monday morning, a woman will walk in. That would be a last-minute change, which don't always come through in the cards.
Well, of course, it's
the
last minute.
Yeah.
You'd have to, like, get a reading right at that last moment when all this change is starting to come into play.
You really would. But I think you're going to enjoy whoever gets that position. They're going to see a lot of what do I want to call it, like capability on your part, Amy. So, yeah, you're going to end up, I feel, moving on. There's a bit of a lateral, a move, but there is one that will be coming for you. And it looks like you will enjoy it. So I'm sorry I can't give you more. Often the cards are so nebulous.
Especially when you got all these different, those three different people that are interviewing people, deciding, debating, and then they probably, everybody has their own different ways of doing it, these teams. Some teams will start right on the spot. Some people won't even talk together until they interview every single person. Then they'll start talking. So you just don't know how the freaking defracts are doing it. All right.
That I'm going to move on, too.
Sorry, Amy.
Go ahead.
What did you say?
I
got to
kill somebody.
You think that I'm going to move on, too? Like, or this person's going to help me?
I do believe so. I think that you are looking at a higher professional position for yourself, and it's coming. And I really feel you're going to be ready for it. So let's see what Jim's got for you. I think it's a good angel card.
Yeah, let's see what it says. I haven't even read it yet. Subject is mindfulness. Being mindful of another's feeling needs. Someone needs your love right now. A loving thought is all it takes. So that you have to, based on your life and your situation, you have to see what that means to you. Thank you for calling. Thank you for holding for a long time and being a long caller. Yes, you know where
call
to find
us.
Yeah,
again now.
Yeah, sure.
All right. There's a scam.
I already took
here.
Care of it. I already did.
It's still up. Lisa Marie.
Took care of it.
Oh.
I banned them and stuff. That doesn't mean you can't. You can't. I banned them from the stream, and then I went into their Facebook page and finished them off.
Finished them.
Well, it must have gone through because it's not.
It's gone. It's gone. Trust me, it's gone. I can show you here. See this? Comment removed by moderator.
Okay.
I nailed them. You may still see it on your feed, but it's gone. Trust me. And they are gone. They're gone. All right. Let's see. Catherine has showed up. Yay. Luna's been here for a little bit. That's cool. Long time no see.
Catherine popped in.
Yeah, I said just said that.
Okay.
She's a parrot. But that's okay. Better to say it twice than to miss them. We don't want to miss them.
Right.
Truth. All right. Shall we move on?
Yeah, I think we can.
Keep on. We are going to area code 703 in Virginia. 703. Welcome.
Hello there, and who are we speaking to?
It's Andrea.
It is in the.
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
We had a 703 who won.
Oh, I got a phone call from one of the jobs that they said they didn't pick me. So, I'm a little bummed.
Yeah. It's kind of a, bummer of a phone call. Hey, hi, Andrea. Gee, we're sorry. We didn't pick you.
But when you think about
thank
it,
you for coming in. We enjoyed meeting you and, learning all about you, blah, 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 blah. One of those things. But the other second interview. And then I had someone call me today for a phone interview Friday, and I had a phone interview on Monday. So there's still something coming down the line. I still see something coming. Might just be, a little longer. I don't know.
Okay, well, things are going to be going down. You are like one of those people that we see, like I see fishing on a pier, and they got like 4 or 5 lines in all by themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's smart. They're going to catch, they're likely to catch the most fish when they do that. And they walk back and forth, and they have them planted in a little on the piers and stuff so they don't get yanked away and stuff. Oh, yeah. That is, the more, you know, like they say, the more lines you throw into the water, the more swings you take at the plate, you can use all different metaphors, the more likely you are to get what you want. Let's just say that.
Andrea, you were the last one we spoke to on Monday, during, because she just said we got to hold a foot on this. Yeah.
Yeah. So do you think I can still have a chance with that other second interview that I had, or it's going to be maybe one of the new ones?
I find myself wanting to look to the new ones, but I really feel you've got to remember you're going to end up exactly where you are supposed to be. And I ask these cards for you. Were you going to have a job from one of these interviews soon? Now, soon can be a very vague word.
Well, they say it's all relative.
But I was projecting like within the next 7 days to 10 days, something like that. And boom, there you are. There's
there
the
is.
Job offer, and you are going to make some really nice friends there. You really are. And it's going to be like a whole new experience, I think, for you in terms of your life. And I think you have to go through these, I don't know what you call it, rejections, to get to the one that you're supposed to have. And, you know, you're getting so good at interviewing, my God, you could end up being a mentor or a coach.
Life coach. How to interview.
They could, because really, some people go out and they land that job just like boom, right then. But other people, it takes more time. And I think that your perseverance is really leading the way for you. So how's the regular job, the job in hell?
Yeah, the one that's the one you're currently
I didn't get out of there until after almost 6:30 yesterday, an hour after I was supposed to go. And then I got in trouble for leaving early. Like, there was nothing for – everybody was gone, so I left early. She goes, oh, no, you can't leave early. You have to be until at least 5:30 because your hours are 9 to 5:30. Now I go back next week to the 7:30 to 4 shift, which, you know, now I have to get up at 5:30 all over again. So
– oh, boy.
Sucks.
So your days are numbered of being – I honestly – want to give you faith in that, because if your cards were really that terrible, I would be saying stuff like, Andrea, you're not interviewing correctly, or something is just is amiss. But I don't see that. I think, like we were talking to the lady previously to you, there's a situation out there in the marketplace where jobs are almost like, you know, digging for diamonds. And I don't get it, because a lot of places say they're understaffed, you know. And I mean, you think this would be a employee's dream come true. So anyway, I want you to know that I see you hooked up with the job that is right for you coming very soon. Soon. So keep going, keep your enthusiasm up, and, you know, have faith that it's coming
to
you.
Gotta have faith.
I'm going to email the lady tomorrow that I had the second interview with and see if they made a decision. So I'll see what happens.
Well, and then you get to decide.
Yeah.
All right, here's your healing angel card real quick.
Okay.
Subject is sacred knowledge. Close your eyes and focus on your breath. Feel the peace within. Beyond your thoughts lies your eternal truth, and I am presence of eternal love. So it's an angel. It's on Jim Shade.
Oh, you know, that awesome.
That kind of caught me funny when it said focus on your breath. I was thinking, is it saying that you shouldn't eat any sardines?
No.
Or
focus, obviously, not smelling your breath. Focus on your breath.
Right.
And then you should have thoughts that your eternal truth, that you are the presence of eternal love. When it says, I am, that's what you should tell yourself or think to yourself, that you are the presence of eternal love. That's deep shit.
All right.
Well, that's good shit, too.
Good
right?
shit, Maynard, right? All right. Thank you, everybody. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
All right.
Bye.
All right.
We can't wait to hear. You've got a job.
We're jumping right in area code 203, Connecticut 203. Welcome. I believe it in me, Pat, I'm pretty sure, because she was in the,
so?
She was in the Facebook talk.
Yeah.
Well,
is,
not just Pat.
It is
Pat and
Yeah, Pat and Chance, she's listening right now. Thank you so much for taking my call today. I just finished the ministry. Deborah,
okay.
You know what that is. Oh, just in tears. What a deep one. And it's my birthday, so it's a roller coaster day.
Happy birthday.
It is
yeah,
my
happy birthday. Well, you know what that means.
Though. Yeah, it means you have a birthday reading.
Birthday reading you get as a bonus.
And yesterday, it's been, wow, just so intense. Yesterday, I finally got my used car and, oh, so heavy with the responsibility and worry. Wow. And I want to tell you, Deborah, every time I made a decision to take this car, and there were like three or four decisions, there was a feather at my feet. Turkey feather, which means gift.
Oh,
everything.
Wow.
Everything.
What the hell's a turkey feather?
And then, Deborah, I have to tell you, you know this guy that I met outside the market so long ago. So long ago. And then you asked, have I seen him? And no, I hadn't. Where was he? Listen to this. I'm picking up the car at my friend's house. I'm unloading one car into another. And someone pulls in this driveway. I'm on the other side of the yard. I can't believe I said this to myself. This car pulls up. I see curly hair, and I said, is this the guy I'm going to marry? I don't know where that came from. Who comes out of the car? Him. He looks at me. I look at him. He says, what are you doing here? You know Sam? I said, yeah. And we're like, he said, I haven't seen you in so long, blah, blah, blah. And we just got right into conversation again, and he took my number. He didn't even ask for it. He just said, let me call you. So you.
Oh.
It's so funny. Who knows what he's about? Maybe nothing, but I thought of you. Oh, my God. What a bizarre. Is this the man I'm going to marry?
Okay.
Would that be your question? Probably
well,
not.
Well, first I want to know, where do turkey feathers come
in? Where the hell are you
going to
get turkey feathers?
Oh, listen, they are, when they walk the dogs, they're turkeys traveling all over the place from little bits of woods across the street to the next bit of woods to the water company land. And I've been wanting a turkey feather for my new car. I was kept meaning to ask my sister because mine faded almost white. And then there they are, right at my feet.
Oh, my gosh. I think that's a message.
That's what she said. It means,
yeah.
She said what it meant.
I think it was just saying this is the right decision. I just felt so worried, you know, about my decisions about the car.
Well, the car decision,
so
I guess.
So that man hasn't called you yet?
That was today.
But it was today.
That was yesterday.
Yesterday. Okay. Well,
I don't know. Whatever. Let's do birthday. I don't know. Plenty of time to ask about him. Whatever you want to do, Deborah. I think he's a lot like me. I'd take a long time to get around to calling someone. He's probably the same way. We just get too involved in stuff. And Chance is listening and saying hi. He had a really scary week. It's been a roller coaster. So I'm just thank you for taking my call today.
No problem.
Yeah, well, remember, we've been out of commission for a couple of days.
For a couple of days, we had some bad internet going bye-bye after a lightning strike. So,
I didn't realize.
Oh, it was terrible.
It happened on Sunday, and weird stuff happened. And they didn't get it going till what? Was that yesterday? Yeah, yesterday late, so we did a show yesterday, but way later than normal.
Oh, they must have been so frustrated. Poor dogs, too, huh?
Well, yeah, they weren't too thrilled. It was only like a freaking 45-minute window of really nasty thunder boom booms. And then after that, it was fine, but then our internet was, first our power and internet were all gone. Obviously, everything's gone when the power goes out. The power, they got back in a couple hours, but not the internet. Oh, no, no. So, all right, Deb.
Yeah.
Card down.
Okay, we're going to look at this as Pat's birthday reading. And as I've told all the rest of you, and likely Pat too, a birthday reading is highly charged with a great amount of positive energy. It's the day that you came into the world, and you came as, you know, like we're all, how can I put this? We are all like different snowflakes. There's nobody else in the world like Pat.
That is a fact.
Or Jim.
Right.
Or any of you that are watching.
Not on our planet.
And when you come in the world, I believe, this is my own belief, that there is an agenda attached to you that, is like, say, a call. A calling.
There's an agenda attached to you.
Yeah, that you come into the world with some gifts. So what I do with the birthday reading is I imagine that you are standing in the top of a mountain peak, and the view for you is 360 all the way around. So it will encompass your year, this birth year for you. Yeah. So one thing I find right off the top for you, and you're going to laugh, and I've learned over the years.
Oh, Deb, I can't hear you.
Crazy.
You're totally broken up.
To
I can't hear you.
Okay, hold on. We're checking the line.
Thank you. There's no sound.
Well, hold on.
Talk, Deb.
Hello.
No.
Hi.
I'm trying to talk about her birthday reading. Do you hear me now? Oh, God, I feel like that commercial.
I hear you.
Pat, I'm listening, Pat, and it's really not broken up. There's a couple little chops.
Right, it's not broken up now.
Well,
always go to the posted show.
Okay.
Well, yeah, the archives,
okay.
If something, you missed something, but go ahead.
Now, where was I?
I don't know. Where the hell were you?
360. He was saying, yes, that's right, 360 degrees. Oh, I was going to say, you're going to laugh. I think you laugh. One thing I've learned over the years is when you see in the cards so crazy, because that's the thing that is sure to come true this year. I'm going to tell you where your strengths are here, Pat. It's plain as day. You are will be an awesome, okay, think of what would be good words, person who handles complaints, like for a business or for, you know, a medical center. It could easily be work from home job. But I am seeing that you have a gift of taking a super angry person and calming them and getting them to see that you are the voice of reason for them and helping them. And that is right here in your cards. There is something in you that has a very strong calming effect on other people. All right, so I'm going to put that out there for you. Sometime within this year, I wouldn't be surprised you might get a position like that. It can even be something, say, working for dog rescue, animal rescues, where people call up and say, I'm going to turn this dog out in the street if you people won't take it, or something like that. And I could see you, you know, relaxing them. Now, we can take care of this problem. I used to be a problem solver at Sears Corporation years ago, and people would come in and they would throw expensive blinds, they're custom made, and draperies at me and cuss the store out. And me, you know, by the time I had them leaving, they were eating out of my hand. Okay.
That's
now, I had to do some shady things. Like I would. I mean, somebody goes in your house and doesn't measure right, and they want you to keep those doggone custom, you know, window treatments, I would authorize returns. And then the district manager would come to me and say, who told you to go ahead? And I would say, well, sir, you did. The last time you came through here, I showed you the, which is a complete fabrication. But he can't remember. So, but I think you have a way of handling people. And this is something I remember. I said it's crazy. So we'll see what happens. Also, there's a woman here. I think she's attached to the ethnic family that you were making friends with. Do you remember them?
Oh, the ones that were being...
Yes.
She befriended them, and then they started getting turned on her and got weird on her.
Yeah, well, they're still weird, and you should not be too trusting. That girl has problems. The one that you were... Weren't you trying to get her a job or something?
Oh, no, in general.
Yeah.
They were
Absolutely.
And I want you to know that she's got very, like cuckoo.
She's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
She is. And this girl can have a very vindictive heart. So you're going to see her. She's going to pop up. Just be cordial and leave it at that, you know.
Okay, thank you, Deb.
Yeah, don't get over involved with her. She could do something terrible back at you, put sugar in your gas tank, or who knows what. So we're still working on the birthday reading, but I'll be quick.
Well, I didn't know. You sound like you were wrapping
it. You're also faced within this year the prospect of a new home and getting married, if that's what you want to do. Or you're going to be in a very committed relationship with a man. And that's when I'm sure to come. So there's no doubt in my mind about that. So, yeah, you are facing a brand new future. And you had a premonition about that one man. You did.
That's the craziest. You mean when I said, is that the man I'm going to marry?
Yes, that. Go with crazy.
That's bizarre that I said that.
And I think that the higher power has a tremendous sense of humor and loves to sit like in the bleachers going, you know, Pat, seems like maybe I haven't paid much attention to you. Well, now I'm going to start sending you some zingers about your future. And
that's
with
wonderful.
A great smile on his face. So,
wunderbar.
Yes. Now, according to the men, you have two here. You have a choice to make coming up. All right. It's raining men there, Pat.
Hey, two is rain. It's just not a storm.
Right. Well, actually, there's a third one here, too.
There it is raining.
Yeah. So there is three here, but I think these other two over here are going to be the best contenders for you as far as a man that will love you back.
Well,
I think that the Sam, the mechanic,
he's
smitten with you too.
Smitten.
Yeah. And
the
other man, I think it's in his heart he's going to capture you as far as your heart. And boy, I think you've got a very exciting year coming up. So, also money. Try not to stress over it. It's going to get better.
Easy to say, isn't it?
That's under what you don't expect. And it's going to,
I really feel
this could be a year of abundance for
that's
you.
Cool,
definitely.
A nice surprise like that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, what do you got?
What I have is, subject is precious gift. Friendship, family, and love are precious gifts. Do not lose sight of what is most important.
Well, that's any better than that.
Yep, or you can't put a more value on that stuff.
Yeah.
No sorry, Billy Bob.
That's a great
happy birthday once again.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much. This was lovely, and I'm going to definitely get right back into the archives to listen. It was real choppy. A couple of things I missed. Thank you so much. And Chance, yeah, it's been a quite a day. Heavy heart, lots of worry, like you say, about the car and the ministry thing, tears, and then wonderful birthday wishes. So thanks so much. And also, who's our friend in the UK? He sent me a birthday wish.
We're all sending you blessings to you, Pat.
Thank you so much.
Chance, that little doll of yours.
Yep, she's also, she's married, so she's, people are giving her birthday wishes.
Yeah.
We're up to that dog.
Yeah.
So to speak, what is a dog?
All right.
520, Olisa.
Lisa? Whoa.
We got Elisa Dan. Yeah. Oh, it's very silent, like she's on mute, possibly. We'll give her about 50 seconds, and then we shall move on to the next caller, and we can come back. We can come back.
Lisa.
Lisa. All right. Let's do it. Let's not mess around. There's time to be wasted. We can get all the folks in that we can, and we shall. And now we shall go to 775. Welcome, 775.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Deborah and Jim. This is Wendy from Rancho Cordova.
Yes,
welcome,
hello, Wendy.
Welcome, Wendy. I'm glad you've been holding patiently also. Like, everybody's been very patient tonight. We like that.
Yes, thank you.
You are going to be so proud of me.
Well, hit us.
Okay. That owner of the agency finally called me day before yesterday. And I was well prepped, and I did not let her get away with anything. I was polite, and I was businesslike, and I was fact-oriented, and she tried to do this and that, but I wouldn't let her. And so the final outcome is she waived those 2 days of no service, plus for the 2 days by the person where the abuse happened, it was $180, but I was only charged $70 for those 2 days.
Okay. All right.
So I prevailed big time.
Oh, we're so glad for you, Wendy.
Thank you.
So
I did that without any attorneys.
It's better to do it yourself like that. That's good.
Well, my behavior was a little bit different. It was still polite, but I was very firm, and I listened intently to every word she said. And now what I'm tackling is, and this will be my question, it's regarding the horrible move where there's quite a bit of loss involved. I contacted the Bureau of Household Goods and Services, and they're also connected to the Attorney General's office. And I spoke to a woman who is so intelligent. And you know what she did? I told her everything. And she said she can't tell you what to do, but she said what she's most concerned with is that my age and the fact that I'm disabled. And because the Attorney General's office hates it when people in California are taken advantage of.
Yeah, it's good.
Sure.
So that will take a special interest in your case. That's good.
Yes.
Line, she gave me some good advice about what to do. She said that probably they'll just laugh at me if I don't put it in writing because it's legally they can just ignore me if I don't. But I am going to call them, and I'm going to mention different issues. And she did say that the Better Business Bureau might be a help to me. So what's going to happen? Are they going to give me back any money? I paid about $1,300, and with the cost of dry cleaning and replacement of the damaged bathroom goods, it would be around $1,300. Are they going to give me back anything at all? Or will I be able to contact an attorney who might write a letter? What's going to happen?
Okay. That's a big, wide open thing there.
That's
okay.
Quite, you know, That is a lot of money.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'd
like to have that in my
pocket.
I'd like to have that in my pocket right now. I'd be very happy. You know, you can pay a lot of bills and buy a lot of food and stuff like that with $1,300 damn. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
All right.
I wish I was at a point where I didn't care about $1,300.
Yeah.
I wish I was that rich, but I am not. So.
Well, I'm not. When I talk to that little girl, I'm not gonna let her get back to me. You know, before she said she would contact the man and have a talk, and I'm gonna said, you can have that talk all you want. At this point, I'm dealing with the owner of the company, and I'm giving the owner until next Monday to speak with me. And so, is he gonna give me back any money whatsoever, or just laugh at me?
Well, I'll
roll,
tell you
baby,
what.
Roll.
What I'm picking up is their attitude is they're just going to want you to go away. And they don't want you to talk, you know, about anything that could get them in some hot water. So right now, make sure you know, like, what you're, and they're, whoever you spoke to is correct. The more it's in writing, the more, the more, authentic it will seem and bear more weight.
It will. Yep. You know, if you have to correspond with them after the phone call, just make sure you can always do it and register email, register letters with return receipts and all that stuff. Yep. You absolutely can.
Because they, I, to be honest, right now as I'm looking at this, I wouldn't be surprised if you got it all back. But don't, you know, pin all your hopes and wishes on that because I'm just saying, first of all, if you start threatening about going to this one or that, you sound like my grandmother. She was so good at this stuff. She'd have all her ducks in a row.
It's like a card game almost.
It
is. It's almost like you're playing poker and you only show them the cards you want them to see, not all of them.
In terms of persuasion.
Yeah. Just a little bit of the cards, just enough to see that move. She might have a whole bunch of damn good cards in her hand, and she's telling me a couple. I'm a little worried. Yeah.
And this company has been doing this for a very long time.
I know that. Well, typically, nobody's the first victim.
This woman pointed out to me that by law, they were supposed to do a visual assessment of what the move might cost. It was all done by telephone. And when the guys arrived, they could have done a visual assessment. They did not. And also, they misjudged how big of a truck. They sent a 26-foot truck, and they had to stop because the truck was filled up and go to my new apartment, unload, and then go back to my old apartment. She said, that's a big thing, too.
It's a pretty big truck.
So, here you go again. Florence Nightingale to the rescue of all the others that got cheated.
Do you have a win? That's pretty early.
I think that the more you hammer away at them, the more you're going to get what you want. Especially.
Well, I am going to call the Better Business Bureau tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I will mention them in the Attorney General's office. So.
Yes. And these are some letters, Wendy, in your back pocket. These are things they don't want to have happen. You do not want to be investigated. It's right here.
And, you know, when you call these people, you can send emails first or afterwards. Emails are admissible in court.
Mm-hmm.
So you can call them and say, hey, I'm also emailing you, just to let you know. So stuff like that.
Yeah.
Anyways,
and that's a good idea, Jim, because I can tell them also I have every email that they ever sent me, every email I sent them.
Yeah. Emails are admissible now.
They are.
They are used in the legal world. I was surprised that where I work, they can be used as authorizations to do quite a bit of stuff, emails are where I work legally.
And even Judge Judy accepts them.
Okay, real quick.
Here's for you.
Your healing card reading, Wendy. Subject is kindness. A kind gesture rekindles your belief in the power of love. But remember to be kind to yourself.
And this is being kind to yourself.
I think so.
Instead of being ripped off.
Yeah, you're not standing by it. You don't want to be a doormat.
No.
Yeah. And what was that card that you drew?
It was a healing angel card, and the subject was kindness. This is the healing angel card deck. we break them out randomly.
Yes. So you go get them, Wendy. You get them and you get them good. That's
well,
ultimately,
is this going to be resolved within the next 10 days? And I will call the Better Business Bureau tomorrow, and then I'll call them on Friday. So will this be done within the next 2 weeks in my favor?
I want to say I feel very favorable that it will be.
But it probably at the very end of that two-week period, right, because this stuff takes a while.
Well, you know what?
Yeah, because of that, right.
Yeah.
I have to do what?
Go through the channel.
You might have to go through different levels of Better Business Bureau, Attorney General's, their people might have to go through different levels of approvals.
Oh, the Attorney General's office is very interested. And the reason why they're interested, more than all the damage, they're interested because of my age and because I'm disabled. They're really seriously interested because of that.
This is California. Yep.
And
I
can tell them.
Yep.
And I can tell that to the owner.
Sure.
Honestly.
Hey,
good luck to you.
We are going to rock and roll. You know, we'll be back Friday for RoboCard Friday, but we got to roll right now because the clock's ticking and we got to move on to the next person. But thank you so much, Wendy.
Oh, yes, Wendy.
Thank you for being
very
patient and holding forever. We appreciate
thank you both. God bless. And I'm very proud of my big win against that agency.
And I put it on me. And it's right. It's one thing. You can't always call up and be the asshole because they don't always.
Yeah.
You say the squeaky wheel gets the grease, not if you're belligerent.
Yeah.
You have to be forceful, but it's a tough game.
Yeah.
You got to go in and you got to say, all right, I got to see what the flavor is and how forceful I got to be. So you got to have a conversation and then decide, okay, very medium, light, you know, it's a thing you got to make on the fly.
Gotcha.
She's obviously pretty good at it. All right. We're going to keep on. We're going to get back a drive. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to 520. We're going to
Lisa.
I don't put it back in the front. I put it in the middle.
No, I'm not looking for that.
Hey, Lisa, are you here, Lisa? Or are you playing games? If she's playing games.
Did you leave us?
Maybe she called and didn't hang up, and then you realize she called, hit a butt dial, and be on hold. She's not here. It's complete silence, so it's definitely a mute. It's not like phone's on and it's on a table.
Mm-hmm.
That is silence. I know what usually works when that happens.
You what?
The hang up. So hang up. Anybody who's interested in Facebook real quick? Hey, you work one in quick?
I can.
All right, Facebookers, right now. If you can message her, that'd be great because the clock's ticking and that'll speed things up. If we go type, it might not get us back to the phone call. So, all right, Laura did a type. And you know her well, so you could probably just do it. She just wants to know.
Oh, okay.
Rent to own, possibly.
Yeah, I'll look at that for you.
That's not very popular in the United States. I don't know if anyone even does it anymore, but she's in Canada. The rent to own. They do it on not objects, but they do it on smaller stuff like cars, and they do it on. They don't do it on properties around here anymore like they used to. I don't know. Maybe the banks got screwed or something. You don't see rent-to-own houses anymore here.
There was another type of financing that they would do here in the States. And it was called, just a minute.
I don't know either.
Contract for deed. You'd put a certain amount of money down, like a down payment. And then they would stretch out the contract for financing and whatnot out a couple of years. And in the meantime, you try to straighten out your credit, do what you need to do.
Sure, because my parents bought the house for contract for deed.
Yeah.
And basically you don't have a financial institution really involved.
Well, as I remember, your parents' house back in the
That was in early 70s when they did that.
Yeah, and it might not have been a very popular place that people then wanted to buy into where now, you know.
Oh, no, I'm just saying it was like 70, 71, about 71, I think, when they 70, 71 when they bought that. Contract for deed basically was a legal way of saying, which is really cool, that they were sending payments kind of sort of directly to the people that they bought it from, sort of kind of. All right, go ahead.
Well, we did a contract for years ago.
Okay.
And it was fine. And we just had to do
it.
They have a term for it.
But anyway, there's some legal mumbo jumbo, but yeah.
Cutting to the chase here. Yes, I do believe there's a man out there with a property that I think is going to work really well with you. Really well.
And I don't know what kind of market it is in Canada. Is it a buyer's or seller's? That definitely influences stuff like that.
Okay.
Big time. That is the number one thing that influences all the who has the power. Or is it in the middle? That's what we know in Canada. Here, remember for a while, it was huge sellers for like a
while.
The trouble
is we've run out of properties in the States that people can buy.
Well, during the COVID time, to try to get the economy going, they lowered the interest rates ridiculously low. And everybody was trying to buy stuff, and there was no there wasn't enough houses for people to buy. So the sellers could sell them a piece of poop. Oh, I got a house here, but it doesn't have a bathroom. You know what? We're going to buy it. God damn it, we have to. Because interest rates are so, it literally was like that.
My house, we spent like 5 minutes in it, and the neighbor next door was ready to slap down his money, you know.
He got a disability settlement thing.
Yeah.
And you know what? You saved the neighborhood because this vision was retarded.
What?
Not want to make fun of anybody mentally retarded. We're going back to old school over that word. His vision was, he was crazy. He doesn't even live there anymore. He just rents it now.
He concreted, what would you call that? Cemented?
You know what? He doesn't own that anymore.
Oh, you see.
That guy owns it. I talked to that guy.
Because
when we had the fence thing, he came over. He said, he talked to me about the fence thing. So. Yeah, I sold that.
Okay. Well, he cemented over his entire backyard.
Oh, people love it, though, that bought it.
Oh, they do.
They play pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
And some of children's birthday parties out there, so they like it. But his thing was he was going to envision what this tennis court night, this thing. He was going to buy, then he was going to buy your property. He's going to have these big tennis courts, make a community. He had this weird thing that the city would say, screw you. You have to get the city's approval. But he had this vision, right?
Well, anyway, Laura,
Laura,
for you, I am still seeing that man for you. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
And you know why? You are having to find some way to pull this off because your future lies there. You got to get to your future. And I believe that you will. It can come through some really, like we were saying, go with crazy. We no more, my late husband and I, no more qualified for a house than the man in the moon.
Because you hit the market when Clinton said everybody should be allowed to own a house. Fair Housing Act, everybody should. And a couple of the institutions took that and went beyond that.
This paper came rolling. We were sitting.
What was it?
Fannie
Mae
and
somebody else. Two places went way beyond.
Well, we went to Ocean View and we were sitting in the grass feeling bad. And this little yellow paper was the wind. And I grabbed it, and I read it, and I said, oh, my God, this is from a real estate office.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we are not turning anybody down. Come to us. We'll get you a house.
Yep.
And that was Countrywide.
Ooh.
If anybody remembers.
That's how that was. Countrywide and Fannie Mae, I think, were the big ones that got in trouble later after.
Oh,
that.
And they embellished everything, and we ended up, we ran from touring the house. And we ran because we knew that neighbor guy was, he was going to come in.
Well, because he came across a bunch of settlement money, so he had a lot of money in his pocket. A lot of money.
And
like $1 million, apparently. At least $1 or $2 million or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, but when the authorities went in and Countrywide people were going to jail, they said people that bought houses from you in good, faith were not to take their mortgages away. Thank God. But anyway, yes, your man is still here. I love that. Oh, you're going to be so happy. You won't believe getting up every morning. It's not dreaming, but it'll be real. And what else have we got anything? But keep looking for creative financing. I really think you're going to get it. I think this guy will rent it to you. I know. This man has an urgent need. It could be his wife needs to go to say a nursing home, assisted living, something, and he doesn't want to be tied down with this house, okay? And you're going to go to him, and you're going to be so darling and sweet, and he is going to want to help you out. And I see this, okay? So, there you go. And I can't wait till you tell me it's all happening as the cards showed. Okay.
Read it. I'm busy telling you.
Okay.
Yeah, real quick.
Your healing card is truth. The best way through the current situation is to just speak your truth. Contrary to what you may think, no one will be hurt if you express exactly how you feel. You may have to really, you know, put yourself out there with humbleness and humility, explain your situation. But this man has a lot of compassion. He's got a lot of mercy in him.
I got a super person.
I just think he's going to help you out.
Terrible person.
What have we got? What's going on?
I got somebody I got to shoot down quick.
Shoot him.
International shout out to a new person, Adele, I believe is the name, from the land of Ireland. Welcome, as I got to get rid of a scammer, and it makes me sad, but I must do what I must do. They just, that's definitely a freaking computer program, the way they just spammed like a million people in this chat at once, okay? Adele, like you, just over with Eddie. But you can see what Adele. Can't look at the very end. Don't look at the beginning.
What? Thank you. Just suffer with anxiety.
Well, she's new from Ireland. Hey, we're going to be doing a show Friday. So, like I said, I told her, I think it's a her. I'm sorry if it's not.
Adele sounds like a female's name.
Definitely, if you could follow, like, or whatever you do on Facebook, you'll get notified every time we go live. We know for a fact the next show will be Friday. It'll be at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We do, it's primarily call-ins, but we do go, like, we just did a Facebooker. We do Facebookers.
If you become my friend.
What are you doing?
Reading for Adele. If you become my friend.
Damn.
You will be able to call me on Messenger free of charge from Ireland to me.
You stand by, Adele. Don't go away. I guess I didn't see she had a question. So.
Yes, she did. She suffers with anxiety. She doesn't know that.
Ah, Joanne is. Yeah, international shout out to Joanne from Newfoundland, not a newbie. Welcome.
She's at the pool.
Oh,
she's at pool. Playing pool?
I believe she's playing pool, I'm assuming, in Vegas. Because that's what it was supposed to be, wasn't it?
I don't know if she's gone yet, has she?
I don't know, shit.
It's hard to keep track of everybody.
You can play pool in your house. You get a pool table, you can play pool. Or you can get a pool in your house and actually go into a pool and swim. So she wants a general, Deb, so she didn't ask you a question.
Well, I'm working on stuff for Adele.
That's who Adele is.
It's too soon for me to give you a general reading. I have to build a sense of familiarity with you. If I just give you a generalized reading, it's going to be very general.
It is a woman. Sorry, Adele.
Very vague.
I was busy. We had scammers coming in, so when you were coming in, I was trying to eliminate a scammer, so I didn't have a hard time to focus.
Fine. I am a long-term sufferer of anxiety. I mean, the whole enchilada. Let me tell you. I was fortunate that the folks I went to, you know, health-wise, mental health, it was at a time when they didn't just throw pills at people. And I was glad because I preferred not to take medications for it.
Especially back in the day.
Yeah.
Now they're probably better, but still, you know, medication is what it is. There's always side effects.
So they worked with me to find ways to counteract my anxiety before it would spiral into panic attacks. And I really see here that your situation is going to clear up with the anxiety. It's a matter of finding ways to take care of yourself. Now, we don't have the time right now to go through this, but we will set aside time. Yeah. Is she back on there? You know,
I had to go. All right. Time it is. You just did a reading.
Okay. We'll work on some tips to put out there.
You can do it. I'll let you have at it.
Yeah, but I just want you to know it's not hopeless. It's not.
No, in fact, she said that's why she can't really do a live messenger call to us because the anxiety won't really let her. And that's fine.
She's medicated, but that's fine.
Especially since you're new, that makes you even more anxious and increases the anxiety doing something new.
It does.
When you're not familiar with it. That sounds like you're pretty normal. Billions of people have that anxiety issue. You're not like some kind of freak at all.
I'd be amazed.
No, not at all. There's been athletes, I mean, actors, I mean, everybody. It's so common, they just don't talk about it. It's like that, because it's a little bit of that word mental thing they get worried about, so nobody wants to talk about that. But I've been athletes that have just had to walk off the field in a baseball game.
They just
anxiety attack. Mm-hmm. They didn't know, hyperventilating, this was back in the 70s, they didn't even know what the hell it was. They were hyperventilating, couldn't breathe, getting dizzy. It was anxiety, panic attack, anxiety, panic, yep.
Exactly.
It's very normal.
A lot of it comes from social anxiety.
Well, yeah, I think it's not, I mean, it affects you physically, like the brain does, but it's obviously typically not physically induced, right?
You know, there's two different kinds of stress. There's distress and eustress. Distress is, of course, what the word says. You're in distress.
Yeah.
Eustress comes from, like...
Never heard that one.
Celebrating a wedding, anniversary, EU stress.
Oh, see, I've never heard that one. See, I learn something new every day in life. That's one thing about life. You learn something new every day.
And it
That's
can
cool.
be having a baby. It can be moving to a new house. That is like, it means good stress, but it's still stress.
Yeah, like, and you notice it in small children, right?
Oh, yeah.
And maybe... where they have like a lot of great time, but there's a certain point where their brain shuts down.
It's
just
like
they're
just
like,
shattered.
They're like, bah!
Yeah.
After they went to a birthday party and had a good time, their brains just shut down from all the good stress.
So, yeah. And if you've had a lot of times, you know, you can have an attack after.
Sure. It makes sense. Like, it used to be like a horrible thing in the 70s because you know how mental illness was even before that. Now it's like, you have anxiety. It's like, oh, okay. There's different things they can do. There's different type of therapies. There's drugs. Like anything, there's therapy, talking to somebody, and there's things you can do on your own, maybe
there's
breathing.
There's a lot of support groups.
Yeah, or maybe sometimes there's meditation stuff that might help you. Like you said, there's a million things. And it's so common that it is just, okay. It's like that. Nobody even, like, judges anybody by anymore because it's very common.
It's so common, yeah.
And it's not nothing to be ashamed of.
Howie Mandel has it too, that guy that's been on America's Got Talent.
There's a billion famous people that have
his it. His has spiraled off into OCD.
All the side things where they, I gotcha. Yeah, I mean, if you Google it, you would be surprised how many famous people have that.
Yeah.
That admit it, and that's the ones that admit it.
Well, Adele, you found a new place to come to.
Oh, yeah, we'll be here Friday. Tomorrow, I would say maybe tomorrow is like 99% no. Deb's having a dental procedure that's probably going to make her want to be in bed on drugs.
Maybe. But
most likely, and she should.
The people that are here are so supportive. They're from around the world. We have a really nice little family here. And we'll work on this, you know, for you.
And if sometimes we don't seem supportive, we're joking. Maybe we joke a little bit too far, but we're not like that.
Yeah, OCD can be really debilitating. I think I told you all about the one client I have who's been with me now for 7 years. She could not even dust in her apartment because she feared like this, if she moved something, her entire life was going to change.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
Yes, next time, Adele, absolutely.
Well, we'll be lots of next times. We do lots of shows, lots of shows. Just make sure you follow.
Yeah.
And like Second Love Doctor Facebook thing. And you can go on the internet, even if you can't call in. You can go to blogtalkradio.com, I think it is. And we're also simultaneously do this on Blog Talk, so you can listen to the show anytime, anywhere, even if you can't do Facebook. So anyway, those are options. We welcome you to that.
Sure. Adele, we'll work on that. When you feel comfortable, we'll have you... I mean, I will contact you, and we'll do your reading that way, but not till you're comfortable.
I can do the type thing
sure.
next time. There's no problem with that. I mean, the only reason we refer the messenger thing is you should get a better one-on-one. It's quicker. But we don't want to force anybody into anything.
I don't have to see your
with.
Face, honey. No.
No, you can do audio only messenger.
Just be a phone call.
Yeah, audio only. Yep.
Or you can just type in like you're doing.
You can type in like you're doing. It just takes a little longer, but it's your first time and it is what it is.
Everybody, we've got to go too.
You got to go. If it was Friday, we would not.
We would not be leaving early on a Friday.
We got to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
I got to work tomorrow from home, but at least I got internet. Yeah. You know, yesterday, 8 hours of vacation. Gone. Because we had no internet. I was working from home and I couldn't. One day of vacation. Bye-bye.
Have a great night, everybody. Hugs and love.
Should I randomly choose one? I'm going to go with...
Good night, sweetheart. When it's time to go.